This interview is with Tara Fort, and it's about her use of social media. So welcome, everybody, and especially welcome, Tara. Let me just give you a brief interview introduction as to why I asked Tara to do this interview. We were talking about different forms of marketing in a marketing class I was teaching recently, and I commented, because I thought basically that this is true, that I felt a lot of personal historians that I've talked with are not very comfortable with social media, and Tara jumped right up and said, oh, I use it all the time, and I love it, and I thought, oh, this is great. So I wanted to interview her about how she does social media and what she does with it so the rest of us can take advantage of her enthusiasm for social media. So, Tara, before we start the interview, would you like to give an introduction of yourself and your business just so everybody knows who you are and what it is that you do?
Sure. I have a writing business called Memoir Creations, and I specialize in helping people preserve their personal histories, regardless of whatever phase they might be in as far as starting that. It might be that they need transcription, editing, or formatting, and I can help with any of those components to put a personal history together so that they have something to leave for their friends and their family. And I live in a really small, high desert town in Arizona, and it's often mentioned as one of the top places to retire. So the market base for me here is huge, and I'm looking at different ways to reach out to those people who might who I might not otherwise meet in a chamber mixer or something else. So yes. That's what I do.
Okay. So let's start right out with, what social media platforms do you use?
I use Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, WordPress, and just recently I jumped on Pinterest, which is more of a fun thing for me.
What was the fifth one? WordPress?
WordPress for my blogging. Mm-hmm.
Oh, for your blogging. Okay.
Correct.
All right. Okay. So do you use them all regularly, and what does regularly mean to you?
I try to stay really consistent with my social media, and I literally only spend about 15 minutes a week on my social media just to kind of make sure I have a presence there. Once a month, I ramp up a lot of posts in a program called Hootsuite, and I schedule out my informational posts so I don't get really hung up on having to check in with every single thing every single day and then getting bogged down by all of the feeds and the posts that other people are putting.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit more about Hootsuite? What happens with that?
Hootsuite is a scheduling program, and it's a great platform that allows you to track a lot of the statistics that have to do with social media posts. So if I put something in Hootsuite, I have the option of putting it in various social media like LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. I don't have to retype things all the time. I can link it so that it'll post in all of those venues at the same time. And then it allows me, you know, it gives you a screen for each platform, let's say for Twitter. So it'll show all the people I'm following, all of the posts that I have scheduled, all of the people who retweeted me, all of the retweets I've done, anybody who's instant messaged me, and it does that for all the platforms, so you can pretty easily see and maintain all of that. And I like to spend, you know, like an afternoon, like a Sunday afternoon once a month to start formulating a lot of that scheduling so that, again, I don't have to do it every single day.
So when I'm just blown away that you might be able to do this with your 15 minutes a week. Does that include all of your responses? Like if you post something and someone's, you know, comments about it, do you talk to them?
Yeah, I do get some comments, and it's usually, if it's an extended conversation, I'll have them email me instead of doing it through direct message on any of those platforms. But I think that one of the complaints that people have and why they get so afraid of social media is that they hear it takes up so much time. And I've written a couple articles and things on how people can really condense it to, you know, 15 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day, 30 minutes a week, 15 minutes a week, and I basically just get on it to see what's going on. I make a couple comments, I retweet a couple things, but I don't get bogged down by all of the clutter and all of the stuff that's on there. that's for the weekends. You know, if I want to see what everyone in my family's up to, I'll save that for later, and then I can comment on all that stuff. But I try to keep my presence professional and just jump on and jump off. Otherwise, it can really suck up your day.
Yeah, okay. So why is it fun for you? What are the fun parts to you?
It's free, for one thing, and there's not many things out there where you can talk about your business that are for free. So on my business page, you know, I keep everything professional, so I'm putting informational articles out there and maybe updates on projects that I'm working on. And, you know, where else can somebody say what's on their mind to a bunch of people who have already decided they want to hear what you have to say? So,
right.
You know, it's free. I love to share information and to help people. And I try to keep in mind who my audience is, so that allows me to gauge the kind of posts that I'm putting out there.
Okay. So where do you find people to connect with that would be, say, potential clients?
My blog has been getting some pretty good response based on the topics that I put out there. But I also love Twitter because it's fast. And I can see what's going on in town and in the industry. And if I put an informational tweet out there, then I get responses of people who want to know a little bit more. So all of them are really different in so many different ways. LinkedIn is very business-oriented, and that one takes a little bit more time because it's telling you how many people have looked at certain things that you've put out there. And that's more of a business relationship, but I use the other platforms to promote my business as well, just on a whole different level. They're all so different.
They're all different. Do you have a favorite among them?
I really like Twitter. I like it because it's fast and it's easy, and I can see a snapshot of everything that's going on without spending a lot of time on it. I can see activities that are going on in my town that I might not otherwise know about. You know, just real quickly, it scrolls so fast and things get lost so quickly that it's, I like that quick information, and I can share those posts at a glance, and then I can save the articles that I want to read for later.
Uh-huh. Do you do both business and personal information on your social media?
Yeah, I do, but I try to keep most of it business-oriented. I have a business page on Facebook, so anything I post on there goes to all of my other platforms, too. I might occasionally share something personal on Facebook, but it might be, you know, an event that I went to, or, you know, when my dog died, I posted that, and I got so many people who responded to that, you know.
Oh.
It's just a kind of a way to connect with people, but I'm pretty... Yeah. You know, I really try to filter it a lot. I think the one thing to remember is that we have invited people to listen and to read what we have to say. So in turn, what other people say, we have to assume that they think that we're interested in what they have to say.
Yes.
You know, people are only going to post stuff that's interesting to them and that excites them. And there's a lot of stuff that we read that we think is just, you know, family milestones of the babies and all that kind of stuff. Well, that's what we have to put up with when we're talking to people anyway, you know? So you just read it, dismiss it, move on, you know? It's important to them, and that's what we need to remember. That's what it's all about, is connecting.
Yes. So you've partially answered this question anyway, but let me just ask it in case there's more that you have to say. How are you using these platforms specifically to grow your business and connect with potential clients?
Keeping my information, keeping my posts informational and offering something if they comment, you know. So I want to be a source of information for people about personal histories or about writing and about memoir book recommendations and that kind of thing. So I try to keep it really informational because I feel like I'm giving information and sharing and educating people who might be getting some new information by what I have to say. And I think people are only going to stick around as long as they know that you keep providing new content for them.
Right. That's right. So would you say that you actually can directly point to your social media in saying, you know, I got that client through my efforts in social media?
Yeah, it's a little hard to track on social media because you never know how many people are really sharing or paying attention. You know, they can follow you for a long time but never really connect on a personal level. So I can track a couple that I've had from social media where they've said, oh, tell me a little bit more about this. I want to talk to you in person. But I don't think that we should all think that social media is going to be the be-all, end-all to make us successful. It's just one more way to get the word out about ourselves.
Right. Okay.
You know, and it's free.
And it's free. That's good. Are there any questions I didn't ask you that I should have? Can you think of anything about this?
The only thing I can think of is that a lot of people always want to know how to keep it contained. How do you end up not spending all day on Facebook or Twitter? You know, and there's ways to get around that. Like I said, I just kind of look at things and comment here and there. But I've written a couple articles on how to do effective posts and how to do social media in a limited time. You know, and if anybody wants to email me to get on my list to get those, I'd be happy to share that information. And I think the other question people have is how do we keep up with everything? Because it's such a fast-paced
yeah.
way of communication. And the answer to that is there really is no way to keep up because everything is changing. But start small and just learn a little bit about each thing. Try it out, keep it or discard it. But only do what feels comfortable, you know, and if you find you're spending your whole day on it, well, then you probably, then it's probably not the platform for you if you want to try to build your
right.
business. Then you're getting
right.
sucked up into a lot of the other stuff.
So I'm sure there are people listening who will want to email you about getting those articles. Do you want to just give your email address right now?
Sure. It's
slowly.
My first and last name, so it's Tara Fort. TaraFort at cableone.net, CableOne.net.
Okay. All right. That's great. Two more things. Do you have any specific advice that you would give to people who are wanting to get started with social media? Is there one that they should start with quicker than the others, or what would you say?
You know, Facebook is probably the easiest. Facebook and Twitter are the easiest to get set up on. So I would suggest setting up an account and then looking through some of the tutorials to get you started with how you can make those most effective. And to just start small. It's easy to get overwhelmed and you know, attend as many training sessions and informational forums out there about social media. And if you pick up one or two things, that's more than what we knew before. So.
Okay. And Hootsuite, does that start with an H?
Yeah, it's Hoot, H-O-O-T, and then Suite, S-U-I-T-E. And that's really fun. It's really easy to get set up on also, and it's becoming pretty savvy with trackability and you know, people are trying to hone in a little bit more on how to track social media because at first it was so loosely defined as far as conversions to sales and that kind of thing, and I think all these platforms are trying to make that much more specific.
Right. Okay. So... thank you for all of that really good information. I think, you know, it's really delightful to listen to someone who has made it work for them. It isn't, you know, like letting crocodiles into your house to eat up all of your time. And, you know, this is really great. So thank you very much for all this information. And I want to end with, do you offer any services to other personal historians that you would like to mention before we close?
I offer my standard services, which are editing, proofing, and transcription. So if anyone has any recordings out there that they need transcribed or edited, I can help out with that. And in addition, since we're talking about social media, I can also assist some people with getting started on these platforms and, you know, maintaining a presence until they get more comfortable with it themselves. So there's ways that we can do that and generate topics and that kind of thing. So they can email me, too, about that if they're interested.
That sounds like a great offer. So let's go through your email one more time before we close.
Sure. It's my first and last name, Tara Fort, T-A-R-A-F-O-R-T, at cable1.net.
And one, is it spelled out? Go ahead.
It's spelled out, yeah, cableone.net.
Okay. Tara, thank you very, very much. And I will close the recording here.